JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we travel to St. Catherine High School, where students are inviting persons to log on and upgrade their health. And later, a GSAT tip for our students. These and more as we take you Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
During the month of March, several schools across the island celebrate their Inter-School Christian Fellowship ISCF Week with various activities including concerts and fora that focus on spiritual well-being. But students of St. Catherine High School, in association with Proactive Lifestyle, have turned the focus on physical health through the hosting of their 5th annual health fair under the theme, Log On and Upgrade Your Health. St. Catherine ISCF staff worker Jermaine Johnson says the objective of the fair is to provide direct access to medical services to persons in need.
The aim of this health fair is to really provide some valuable information and direct access to individuals who are in need of health care. We have a population size of over 2,400 students, but we really want the community to come out. So not the St. John's Wood community, but those in and around Spanish Town here.
The health fair will target over 3,000 adults and children, encouraging them to establish and maintain a healthy physical, spiritual, and financial lifestyle. The event will take place on the school grounds with doctors and other medical personnel on the scene to perform checkups. Visitors will also be able to do HIV and diabetes tests. The event will culminate with a gospel concert featuring Rondell Positive, Dunamis Reigns, and Catalyst Crew, among others. Admission is free. Vision 2030 is people-centered.
It was formulated through public consultations, and it's bipartisan. That means no matter who you are and who you support, Vision 2030 are your thing.
Our thing.
Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. We continue to highlight the contribution of female trailblazers who have helped to shape the Jamaica we know today. Today's trailblazer was born in 1900 and produced famous works of art like the Rising Sun logo for the founding of one of Jamaica's main political parties and the statue of national hero Paul Bogle. She also co-founded the Jamaica School of Art in 1950, which was later renamed in her honor. Find out the name of today's trailblazer when we return.
Smoking in public or within 5 meters of a public place is strictly prohibited. Public spaces include any workplace, sidewalk, bus stop, restaurant, supermarket, school, hospital, pharmacy, and park. A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA. To get more information, call the NCDA at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357.
Today's female trailblazer is Edna Manley. If you or someone you know will be sitting the GSAT exams next week, here's a helpful tip. On entering the examination room, remain calm and pretend you are in a regular class. It should help. That tip was brought to you by the Ministry of Education in association with the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, services at the Ministry of Justice will be scaled down from Wednesday, March 9 to Wednesday, March 16, pending the relocation of the ministry to 61 Constant Spring Road next week. For further details, call 906-4923. That is where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.